speaking of the good work we do, we talk a lot about the real-world experience UConn students get, and that real-world experience doesn't just benefit these students, Tom. It benefits companies, it benefits the government, it benefits local neighborhoods like in Hartford. One of the largest efforts that allows UConn students to help real entities is the Senior Design Project, which is something that every engineering student has to complete before they graduate. Every year, more than 800 students team up to complete more than 200 projects, working with over 100 partners in industry and government to help them solve pressing problems through smart engineering. They're presented with dozens of projects, and they have to take personality tests and then rank their top five choices before they're randomly assigned to groups to complete a project. This year, one of the most coveted projects for mechanical engineering majors was the Keeney Memorial Clock Tower restoration. The lucky students assigned to this group were Henry Corshane, Garrett Murphy, and Spencer Padgett. Before these students completed their work this April, the clock in the historic tower in the north end of Hartford had been stopped and its chimes silent for 4 years.
Here it is.
15 minutes back.
Do you hear it?
That's Henry Hester on the day of the unveiling this April. He's vice president of the Friends of Keeney Park and sponsor of the UConn Senior Design Project to restore the Keeney Memorial Clock Tower. The 130-foot tower, on the site of Walter and Henry Keeney's wholesale grocery store, is part of the brothers' lasting legacy, which also includes the nearby 693-acre Keeney Park. The Friends of Keeney Park formed about 3 decades ago, according to Hester, and have worked with the city and other groups like the Keeney Park Sustainability Project to honor their downtown north neighborhood's history.
This clock tower means to the city that they understand clearly what the Keeney family have left them to take care. And with the collaboration of UConn, its community engagement, it has worked well. I'm big on collaboration, getting people out of silos, and working as a team. And this has been a great team effort. And it's all about continuing to create the energy in the city.
The students said they were drawn to the project for its hands-on nature, the ability to get out of the theoretical work of the classroom and use the technical skills they've acquired to build and repair a tangible thing. Team member Henry Corshane said the fact that they can drive by the tower and point to it, showing the work they did to restore this piece of history, was an added bonus.
Definitely the fact that the clock tower is in the middle of Hartford, or in the community itself, we could work on something that helped us be a part of that and kind of improve the area as well, just was a really special opportunity, as opposed to working on something super small and niche. There's this big spotlight on this project for years to come.
According to Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, there will literally be a big spotlight on the tower for years to come.
It really is an amazing thing that as you drive down this intersection, this is the main intersection in our city, that this beautiful historic structure is right here. And I think all too often, just kind of escapes notice. As large as it is, as magnificent an example of, I think, what they call collegiate Gothic architecture as it is, we just kind of forget it. Well, now that it's going to ring again and chime again and keep the clock, we're going to make sure that we're highlighting it. And so this morning I called over and said, we need to make sure that we light this tower up so that when you drive down at night, you come down Albany or Main, you see this tower as a symbol of our city, of our history, of the partnerships that are moving us forward. And to everybody who's a part of that, I want to say thank you.
The Senior Design Project lasts for an engineering student's entire senior year. Spencer Padgett said once the team was assigned to the clock tower project in September, they started the process by getting to know each other's strengths and to gel as a team.
We went up there several times just to look at the thing and figure out how it worked, how it moved, what's broke, what's not broke, kind of all that stuff. So it started with a lot of, I guess, dissection of what was up there and a lot of pulling stuff apart, getting everything we needed in order. Over the late fall, winter, it was a lot of consulting with clock professionals, people who restore these things for a living, companies who put together equipment packages for all the clocks, and then starting to make plans for fabricating all our own parts. And then in the spring, it was a lot of fabricating, ordering, and installing.
Determining how to get the clock running again allowed the students to employ everything they'd mastered in their engineering educations up to that point. It also required a fair amount of ingenuity, Garrett Murphy explained.
The parts were unfortunately missing when we got to the clock tower. They had been removed at some point. So we had, in the sense of an original design, we had nothing to go on. So we had to kind of come up with our own design based off of what we knew they had to do rather than what an old set did. And that meant that we had to come up with a preliminary design, and we actually used 3D printing to print it out of plastic first, bring it to the tower, test fit it, notice any adjustments that need to be made, bring it back, make those adjustments in CAD, print it again, go back. And we probably did that anywhere between 2 to 3 times, depending on which of the 3 linkage arms we were working on. And then once we had the final design, we were able to make them out of 6061 aluminum and put those in as the final set. I sat in front of that mechanism for probably just 3 hours just to figure out how it worked, never mind what I had to then design to make it work again. And our advisor, Professor Tom Mealy, towards the end of the project, when I brought the finalized one, I put them in, and he was there one day, and I was kind of adjusting them, tuning them, and it was funny because he had this light bulb moment where it just clicked, and he went, "How did you get this right on the first shot?" You know, and I said, "Well, it wasn't the first shot," and he's like, "Yeah, but you got it right on the first aluminum ones you made." And he kind of just realized how much actually went into it. So that was definitely the most difficult part for me. And as it goes through the catches, it goes tooth, 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 until right there where it falls.
Shuts it off.
Like that, and shuts it off. So that's this side.
Yeah, everything else was a matter of kind of just speccing out parts, you know, trying to figure out what requirements we needed. We had to change make a few design changes overall, but that was definitely, you know, we had no documentation, no drawings, nothing to go off of there, so.
You know, before the motor
right,
in reverse direction, now we don't, so that was a consideration, but then it says right in the thing we can play.
Is that linking it all back up and tinkering so it's just right is...
You know, I spent multiple days after they were installed just making minute adjustments, you know, maybe go off a minute earlier here, go off a minute later there.
Being from Connecticut but not being from Hartford or the area, it was surprising to me as we were working on the project just how much restoring the clock in that park means to the community around it.
The working clock means to the community that the city is alive because they can hear it, it's tangible. And with this piece that they can see and touch, it's a way of seeing what the Keeney family left to us to take care forever.
There was a nice number of people who were there to see the unveiling and were there for the event and, you know, listen to the mayor speak and all that. We had a couple people who were just walking around and going on, you know, their daily walk through the area and noticed the crowd and then heard the chimes and everything, and they came up to us and said thank you, and they haven't heard it ring for years, and we're not even sure which bells they heard ringing in the past because there's a couple different systems up there. But either way, it was really special to see that these people cared.
This is a good piece to kind of emphasize some of the good stuff that's happening in the city, and the city is alive and well.